First of all, I want to thank the principals and teachers, as well as parents and benefactors, for your presence here at our special Mass for Catholic Schools, as well as your shepherds, your priests here. And we're very fortunate to have so many priests concelebrating. Father Brian Sattler from St. Joseph's up in Colbert, Father Kevin Oylin, who is at St. John Vianney, Father Pat Kirst at St. Thomas More, Monsignor Codd at Sacred Heart, Father Connell, who is the rector here of our Cathedral of Our Lady of Lourdes, Father Jeff Corr from St. Mary's out in Spokane Valley, and we have also Father Jeff Lewis from St. Peter's, as well as our deacons and those joining here. As we do at each Mass, I will ask a series of questions, and let's see who answers. And when in doubt, I will go to the high school students if the earlier kids are a little confused. So we'll start with the more difficult ones. What is a parable? Yes. It's a story that tells you something. Very good. What is a fable? Yes.
It's a tale that has some truth to it, but it's in the background.
Okay, it's a tale that has some truth to it. Usually, fables involve animals. What's a fable that you might have heard? Yes. The Fox and the Crow, yes. And there's another one with a fox. What's that one? Yes. The Fox and the Sour Grapes. That's Father Connell's favorite one. Often uses that one. And yes, they're animals. And animals talk. Now, maybe your animals talk, but generally in America, our animals don't talk. At least maybe in your mind they do. Okay, so that's the problem with a fable. But a parable uses people. And so what's the parable that we just heard today? Yes?
The sower and the seeds.
One we hear all the time. It is probably the parable that is tailor-made for Catholic students, school students, high school, grammar school, preschool. A parable, by its definition, means that we place our lives side by side with it. So when we hear a parable, we can't ignore that Jesus is saying, put yourself into what I'm saying, as opposed to a fable. You know, we don't want to be a fox and a crow, a tortoise and a hare. But in the parables that Jesus spoke of, he used examples that all of us can relate to. The lost sheep. What's another one of the parables that he uses besides the one we just heard? Yes? The lion and the lamb. Okay, that's an image kind of from Isaiah, but close, yes? How about the Good Samaritan? Everybody likes the Good Samaritan. Good Samaritan is a phrase that even people who aren't religious know about. So both teach a story, but the parable is very important for us. How many of you have ever been in a gathering, maybe at school or at home or something, and your name was called but you didn't hear it and you lost something? Has that ever happened to you? You always listen to your parents? Always your teachers? All right. For example, if we had a raffle and I called your name out, Gina Vanelli, St. John Vianney School, and I gave the number, you have a prize, and you were, whoever Gina Vanelli is, isn't paying attention. Okay, Gina, you're not here, and I pull another one out, and you found out it was something great. You lost out, right? Because you weren't listening. So this parable is about listening to God. And that's the great thing about a Catholic school. Yes, we have a great curriculum, the language arts, sciences, and math, but it's about God. That's why we have our schools, to teach you about Jesus who loves you. You know, our culture, our church, so much of society is divided, people fighting amongst each other. But you and I, whether we're Catholic or not, we're unified in Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, who loves us, who died for us and rose again, who founded this church with all of its struggles because he wants us to be with God. It's listening. And so it uses the example. From what you heard, what are some of the seeds? What happened to the first group of seeds? Where do they go? High school students, are you ready to answer this? Okay, we'll get back to you. Where was the first? Yes?
Landed on the road.
On the footpath. Okay, very good, the footpath. Where did the seeds fall next? On the rocks, good. The rocks. Then they fell, yes, in the thorns. And then where did the final seeds go? All right, yes.
In rich dirt.
That's the beauty of Eastern Washington, a farming community where we can say rich dirt. Think of all the wheat fields we have and everything else, the rich dirt. This is an important parable because the thorns and the rocky soil sometimes is how our heart is, our lives are. We're not listening to God. We're not paying attention. And it doesn't affect how we live. Now, how many of you have ever planted seeds? Okay. In school, that's typically where you plant seeds or you plant lawn. How many of you have ever planted a lawn where we just use the turf that we roll out? Everybody have planted a lawn? You know, sometimes the neighborhood dogs come in and you have to kind of watch out for that, so you have to reseed it. You know that all that seed you throw out doesn't always end up with grass. Birds take it and everything else. So we can relate to that. But from that small seed, which is God's word, great things can happen. I was trying to find out famous graduates of Catholic schools outside of what you all will be. And you know what typically happens? You get actors and actresses, as if they're the only ones who are famous. But then you see some of these names. I said, wait a minute, these people aren't involved in the church, but they're listed as great Catholics. So there are other great Catholics, graduate schools of the schools who've done well. But maybe they're not famous. But they've listened to God's word, and they've let it have an effect on their life. What do you like most about, what is one message of Jesus that you really think is so important to your life? Yes?
We're all one.
Remember, even though we don't always like one another, we have to love one another, which means we want what's best for one another. What's another thing people like? How about let's go back way back here. Okay? Pardon? Yes, we care about one another. We help feed and clothe. What else over there? Yes, treat others. That's one of the things about discipline. What found our discipline in our schools is we don't treat people in a way that we don't want to be treated ourselves. Why? Because that's what Jesus spoke to us about. So there's many things about the Gospels and about what Jesus said are important for us. You never know what will happen with the seeds that are sown. Have you ever heard the phrase, you reap what you sow? What does it mean? Let's get our listening audience over here. What does it mean, you reap what you sow? What's that mean? Yes?
Don't put effort into something. You're not going to get anything out of it.
That's right. You don't study for a test. It's very important. You go in and you fail it. Well, you reap what you sow. In a Catholic school, we're sowing the seeds of education, of truth, of morality, of God's love. Now, who's going to watch the Super Bowl this weekend? Okay. All right. Now, we'll just play it easy. Who is the quarterback for the Patriots? All right. Tom Brady. And who is the quarterback for the Rams? Yes, Jared Goff. Both of them are graduates of Catholic schools. Catholic schools, one of them, he was a sophomore when I was the president of the school. Jared Goff is a graduate of Marin Catholic. And he's flying some of his teammates from that high school to Atlanta to watch the game. Now, Tom Brady is a graduate of another school that I didn't teach at, but it was Sarah. And Tom Brady's dad was a seminarian. Now, he left after high school and he went to college and got married and he had Tom Brady and three other kids. But though we can be famous in many ways, by being good people in business, like you ever hear of Domino's Pizza? You know the founder of Domino's Pizza? Tom Monahan. Tom Monahan's a man who went to Catholic school. He actually, his parents died and he was in what we used to call an orphanage. But he was always grateful for his teachers. They were sisters. And when he did very well, he said, I have to share with what I have because those sisters, those teachers, they shared so much with me. You reap what you sow. So each of you, and me, and the priests, and your principals, we have to say, what type of seeds are we sowing? Yes. Seeds of God. Because out of those small seeds, how we treat people, how we live our lives, that will lead to greatness. Even if we're not flying our classmates down to Atlanta. There's other ways we can be great. Why? Because in the soil, the fertile soil of the Catholic schools of our diocese, God's love is strong.